Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our new Treasury Secretary in Washington claimed recently that the strong economic growth our country has experienced over the past few years was actually misleading, and that the private sector has been in a recession. The economists we've been talking to haven't mentioned anything along these lines, so today we are bringing one of them back to help us unravel all of this. Joy Von Nessen is a chief economist at the Darla Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Joey, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to be here.
So let's just dive right into this topic. Help us understand these seemingly conflicting statements about the economy.
Well, one thing to note is that the economy has been in good shape for the last several years and into 2025. And even though the economy overall has been in good shape, there's been a big difference between the goods market and the services sector, because portions of the goods sector has actually been correcting over the last 2 years following a durable goods bubble that peaked back in 2021. Because remember, when we all went back to work and when we saw $6 trillion in stimulus that helped to generate the economic recovery from the COVID recession in 2020, we were all staying home at the time. We were all socially distant. So people were spending money on renovating their homes and on furniture and on exercise equipment, and they weren't going out to eat, and they certainly weren't getting on an airplane. And we've been deflating from that durable goods bubble for the last couple of years, and that's had implications for housing markets and for manufacturing. So in those sectors, growth has been relatively weak. So it depends on the sector that you're looking at, but overall, the economy in general has been in good shape for the last several years.
Okay, and so it's sort of a case of reading the tea leaves as we need to read them.
Yes, I think depending on the sector that you're looking at, if you look in 2024 in South Carolina, for example, and especially if you look back to 2023, the housing market has been seeing fairly flat or in some cases negative growth. But if you look at tourism and leisure and hospitality, it's been one of the best years we've seen in South Carolina's history. Again, because the economy has been readjusting after a durable goods bubble.
Okay, well, let's use that word readjusting and tell us how that word is affecting today's outlook for our economy with, you know, having to adjust to the new administration in Washington and the tariff situation, et cetera.
Well, overall, in 2025, our economy does remain in good shape in terms of where we are in March of 2025. But the key theme for this year that has clearly emerged, and I think that most people are aware of, is uncertainty. And that's largely in the economic sphere due to the back and forth on tariff policy. And that has generated a lot of uncertainty for businesses trying to plan for the future, particularly manufacturers who are looking at 12, 24, and even 36 months out when they're looking to make planning decisions. And so when they're not sure about their cost structure and what the market environment is going to be, that tends to cause them to go into wait and see mode. And so uncertainty breeds paralysis is a term that we like to use a lot. So a lot of uncertainty about the future, even though the economy today still is doing very well at the U.S. level and in South Carolina.
Okay, how about a quick look at the employment picture? Especially here in our state with the, I don't know the level of federal workforce here in our state, but all over the country, these people are being let go. And is the private sector who needs workers going to be able to absorb this?
Well, we do still have a labor shortage. That's something that emerged following the pandemic and the significant retirement of the baby boomers. So there is some ability for the private sector to absorb these workers in some cases. But there's still a lot of uncertainty about where these workers are going to land and how many of them are going to be laid off long term. This is another case of where uncertainty is it has increased because we've seen layoffs. We've seen employees put on leave. We've seen them brought back in some cases. So we really don't know where the labor market is going to land with respect to these layoff activities that we've seen so far. But the good news is that when we look overall at South Carolina's labor market, it continues to remain steady. We continue to have historically low unemployment in South Carolina. So the labor market is still in fairly good shape overall. But again, more uncertainty as we look to the months ahead because of this back and forth on on federal layoff policy.
Well, Joey, as always, thank you so much for your time and your insight.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mike.
Joey Von Nessen is chief economist at the Darla Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.